Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
That's right. Merry Christmas, ho ho ho, with Santa Hound. Third annual Xmas Extravaganza. So merry goddamn Christmas. And that was Santo and Johnny with Twistin' Bells. We heard Mr. Christmas himself, Buck Owens, with the Jolly Christmas Polka. The Jackson Trio in Jingle Bell Hop. The Rockin' Stockins, that's Billy Riley there, with Yulesville, USA. And we opened up with The Ventures and Sleigh Ride. And we got a good one for you today, folks. We got a Christmas Hillbilly Hangover, a Christmas Blues Hangover, a Christmas Soul Caboose, maybe a Christmas Bomb. A vibe report coming in from the state of Missouri where Roscoe is rehearsing for his solo tour. I got some Santa's helpers here. The Denster is back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa, Dad. And little Annie, the dancing girl, is here.
Annie.
For those of you watching in color, she's waving. And Bill Bruce is back home celebrating Christmas. Andy's over at the bar, so if you feel the need to tip the elbow, head down the corner 2nd and A and listen in with Andy the bartender. And we got a lot to get to, so we're going to kick right back into it as we always start our Christmas shows with Huey Smith and the Clowns.
In the children's ward of a hospital in Washington, D.C.
Wonder Woman, you kept your promise.
I got here as soon as I could.
The children have been very depressed over Santa's disappearance. Everyone knows about it.
Poor things. I just heard the news myself. I'll do my best to cheer them up.
Hip, hip, sliding along, hip, hip, sliding along, hip, hip, sliding along, hip, hip, sliding along.
Crashing through the snow,
sliding along,
in a one-horse open sleigh.
Sliding along,
we're laughing all the way.
Sliding along,
well, the bells on the
Papa Hillary, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to ride and sing that song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a horse open sleigh. Was just a year ago when I first met you. Now I feel so blue. You told me we were through. Down by the bells on the hop tailor loop, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to ride and sing that song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a horse open sleigh. Now jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh. Let's get it now.
All good children calling Santa Claus. All good children calling Santa Claus.
It was the night before Christmas. Everyone was quiet as a mouse.
You gotta be rock and rolling, rock and rolling, rock and rolling with Santa Claus. It was the night before Christmas. Everybody was quiet as a mouse. Rock and rolling, you gotta be rock and rolling.
It's my turn now? Oh. Oh, Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Let's go, Daddy-o. 'Tis the night before Christmas, and here in my pad, I'm cooling it. Are swinging by the chimney with much care, but what I'm wiggin' for can't fit there. All the neighbor cats are knocking some Z's with visions man like wow, presents flying through their heads, and I sit here dreaming in my overstuffed chair of my letter to Santa baby. Hope it got there. I wrote him a letter a few moons ago and posted it northward through the crazy, crazy snow. I wasn't greedy as so many chicks are. No request for a TV star. I didn't ask for a trip to the left bank, man. Not even a mink to my poor little me. My wish was more simple by far, than even a wish for a pink jaguar. Santa that I wanted to ring. Diamond bracelet, not even things that swing like Kenton Obese of the freshman four. I didn't want to ringside the hungry eye. Or do I wish to be like a bird and fly real, real high? I don't want diamond watches or rings, no such things. I don't even dig all the high fives that swing and swing. Just one thing, I fervently hope the old cat will bring. So hours before Christmas, alone in my pad, I'm dreaming of mourning and going real, real mad. Santa, bring me a man.
Why did you tip the cops?
In orgue sur alle clé de l'écule.
Yes, we agree with our friends in Norway, the land of the midnight sun. Everyone, but everyone, is saying Merry Christmas. We wish you and yours the merriest of Christmases and the brightest of New Year.
Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Johnny Otis. In behalf of Little Esther, Mel Walker, and myself, we want to thank all of you for making us the number one blues and rhythm team in America. We also want to thank the disc jockeys who have made this possible by playing our records for you. In appreciation, we have just recorded a special Christmas blues. Listen, will you? But first, Esther and Mel, let's wish everyone...
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, everybody. And a happy...
Christmas time is here, and my baby's so far away. Christmas time is here, and my baby's so far. Baby, it's been so long since my heart was happy and gay. My dad is so far away, but
tell my baby I'm coming home today. I'm gonna hold her close this Christmas and never stray away. Cause it's so sad and lonely when my baby's far from me. Gonna meet her tonight beneath the Christmas tree. I'm gonna grab you Christmas morning,
Don't you ever let me go.
And by New Year's morning, baby,
I won't be blue no more.
Oh, so sad and lonely when my baby's far from me.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep, it's the Hound. WFMU, East Orange, and sorry, Xmas Extravaganza. But that's the Johnny Otis Show with Little Esther and Mel Walker and Christmas Blues, Faraway Christmas Blues, Weird Patsy Ray and Beatnik's Wish, The Hepsters and Rock and Roll with Santa Claus, Jack Scott and Jingle Bell Slide. And we opened up with Huey Smith and the Clowns from the best Christmas album ever and Silent Night. Anyway, what's going on this Christmas? Denois? How's your holiday?
Santa Hound.
How's your holiday scene going there?
You're getting me in the mood. I've been kind of out of it, out of the mood lately, but you're bringing me around.
Nice, horrible, dismal Christmas. Nice to know this time tomorrow I'll be basking in the sun in Florida.
Yeah, I'll say.
Land of my birth.
Nice fog out there, huh?
Santa's going to have a hard
whatever
time
finding
downtown Manhattan in the fog. Anyway, we got a little holiday news here. Let's get to the bad news first. Bob Steele dead. You know who Bob Steele is?
Never heard of him.
Duffy on F Troop.
Duffy.
The guy who was always talking about the Alamo.
Can't place him.
Remember, he was always holding his knee, saying, "Oh, my old boom at the Alamo."
You know this, Annie?
he was in a lot of movies. He was in Davy Crockett at the Fall of the Alamo, the movie, 1926, Of Mice and Men, Rio Bravo, Requiem for a Gunfighter, Hang 'Em High, Rio Lobo. And he was 82 years old, but he died of a heart attack. 150 pictures to his name, but everybody will remember him as Duffy from F Troop.
He's not the guy with the glasses.
No, that was,
what was
his name? The guy who would get on the hitching rail, I think it was his horse.
Right.
Oh, I forgot who that was. Woo! Anyway, what does the horse think? Kansas City, Missouri, Dateline. Bring the pooches down a little. An appeals court partially overturned a damage awarded to a woman who claimed her horse became shy when a man punched it in the jaw. Linda Van Eaton of Kansas City has been awarded $8,500 after her Appaloosa Velvet was punched by Ronald Thon. The Missouri Court of Appeals on Tuesday ruled that $5,100 for mental distress was improper because there was no expert testimony. They could have got Mel Brooks to testify, right? Thon said he punched the horse in self-defense when it charged him as he was riding along a road. He also yelled at Van Eaton and threw gravel at her. Come on, folks, it's Christmas.
Really?
Anyway, what else is going on?
Yeah, it's sort of like one of those taxi driver connections. It sort of drove the guy to it.
Yeah, he couldn't help it.
Influenced by the movies.
We'll do one more news story. Barbara gets unkindest cut of all. This is Dateline Denver. A man angry about the haircut he received returned to the barbershop with a gun and killed the barber.
I've considered doing that.
Yeah, I rarely go to a barber.
I stopped.
Anybody who knows me can testify to. Robert Willis, owner of Barber Bob's Barbershop, was shot 5 times Saturday by a man whose hair he had cut earlier in the day. One witness said Willis seemed upset while he was cutting the suspect's hair and that the two had argued about the haircut. After the man left, Willis said he thought the man was probably high on crack and he feared the customer might return. Willis was on the phone talking with police dispatchers when the man whose head was nearly clean-shaven, now there you go.
Yeah, that would do it.
That would do it, too. Returned and plugged him a shot and 4 more for good luck. Merry Christmas, Barbara Bob. Anyway, things to announce? I don't know, not much. So I'm not even thinking about what's going on because I'm leaving town. But Sonny Bono is in town, and he'll be at the bottom line with this Christmas tribute to Phil Spector deal. And you could hang out front, kidnap Sonny Bono, and make him tell you stories about Don and Dewey, who he produced,
if you're smart.
Well, Sonny plays Phil Spector in this deal.
Something like that.
That's what he said on. I heard him on NEW.
I saw them all, Darlene Love and Ronnie Spector on Live at 5. And that's all I know. They were singing songs from the Spector Christmas album.
Yeah, Sonny Bono is Phil Spector.
Yeah. Is there anything to do tonight in town? Nah, you know, not really.
Go to Nick's house.
There is an open house at Nick Hills.
If you know where it is, go there.
Right, if you know where it is, you're invited. Anyway, we got lots of stuff to get to, so we're going to go right back into it with one of my all-time favorite Christmas records. This is by our old buddy Hank Ballard and the Midnighters.
Hey, Santa Claus!
Whoops!
Yes?
Don't forget us grown-ups at Christmas!
Please don't.
Golly, no, Santa! And I need a ring and a coat and a car and jewelry and clothes and a trip and perfume and shoes and a washer, dryer, freezer.
Yep,
ملت ایران عید کریسمس را از صمیم قلب به دوستان امریکای خود تبریک گفته و موفقیت و سعادت آن ملت عظیم را خواهانند.
A holiday greeting from ancient Persia, now Iran, the land of the three wise men. We join our friends in Iran and you at home in the celebration of this most joyous Christmas season and wish all of you God's bounty for the new year.
An appliance that does something for you every day of the year, like a toaster, an iron,
or a radio.
Name it, you'll find it here. We're headquarters for appliances. We can help you bring good cheer.
You're tuned in on Santa Claus, and here I am, all ready for Christmas Eve. How about you? I hope you finish your Christmas shopping.
You talk about Santa Claus, you want to know what it's all about. Santa Claus got drunk last night, everybody tried to throw him out. But I want to tell you folks, how it all began. Santa stopped at a neighbor's house and started drinking good gin. Now while I was with him, I named a few. I'd love to name some of them whiskeys that Santa was drinking to you. It was way back in the ancient age, down in Mid Springs Valley, where the crab tree grows. Old granddaddy bought a rocking chair for Mr. Boston. One day we're rocking in the mellow breeze. The rocking chair broke and threw him bottom up. He jumped up thinking about his old drum. Saddled his white horse, said he's going over to Johnny Walker. He swam the three rivers, passed the cabin still. On his way over to Johnny Walker's, he sees some of the old hornbeater. He hollered Johnny Walker to bring me a yellow stone. I'm going down to the Navy Club and get me a chaser. Come back and kill the old crow. That's when the white horse doubled up like you did. In the front of the Wilson family. That was a disgrace, an old teacher with the red bird. He tell everybody in town except Paul Jones. He was wearing four roses and had seven crowns. The pride of what to stop was up in Cave Hollow, watching the white swan swim down Sunny Brook and emptied in the Green River. When a rum got after him, chasing down 76, up 51, through champagne velvet, made a catch of a slow gin, lose 20 grand. A nice out no California poet, Mr. R.W. Harper, at the old log cabin, sleeping on the three feathers. Santa be around next year. See you later, my friend. I couldn't help it. I've been loaded on this good garden gin.
Now we're settled in the living room of Miss Joan Crawford's tastefully decorated home. A colorful Christmas tree at one edge of the room is almost snowed under with packages. Across the white carpet on the other wall, a stately colonial fireplace is prepared for the flames that will be warming the room before long. And the mantle is waiting for the Christmas stockings. Miss Crawford and her children are seated on one davenport facing me.
Miss Crawford, my listeners and I are so pleased that you've invited us in to share a few moments of this Christmas Eve with you.
We're very happy to have you with us, George.
Suppose you start, Miss Crawford, by introducing your children to our radio audience.
This is my eldest daughter, Christina.
Hello, everyone.
And my son, Christopher.
I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas. A Happy New Year. I did it.
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the place, not a creature was stirring or showing his face. The stockings were hung on the chimney with care, with everyone hoping they'd be getting their share. The kids were upstairs, asleep in their sacks, dreaming of king-size Santa Claus pack. I was dressed in pajamas, my feet without shoes. I was settling down for a long winter snooze. Went out on the lawn, I heard such a clatter. I jumped out of bed and yelled, hey, what's the matter? I went to the window, opened the blinds, man, I what should appear but a miniature sleigh with eight reindeer. Had a little old driver, so lively and quick. Well, bless my bones, it was old Saint Nick. And up to the rooftop, he flew in his sleigh with the red-nosed reindeer leading the way. But he thought I was an okay Joe. He said not a word, so quick as a light. He filled all the stockings that there were in sight. I offered him a snack. He said, man alive, I would like to, but I got a long way to drive. Laying his finger on the side of his nose, like a helicopter up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, cracking his whip. Off he went like a rocket ship. I heard him say as he flew from sight, Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night. Merry Christmas to all. To all a good night.
Miss Crawford, here's a question that will interest every parent in America. At what hour do you suppose the youngsters will awaken tomorrow morning?
I'm afraid they're likely to be awakening up by 6:30 at the latest.
Christina, do you and your brother and sisters send presents to lots of people at Christmas time?
Yes, we do. But besides giving to our friends, we like to send presents every year to boys and girls in other countries across the ocean.
Il cuore del popolo italiano esulta di gioia nello spirito di un felice Natale.
Yes, wherever you are, wherever you go, as our friends in Italy say, the spirit of Christmas is in everyone's hearts. And from the bottom of our hearts, we wish all of you everywhere a Merry Christmas season and a Happy New Year.
Mambo.
Santa's doing a mambo this Christmas. Santa's doing a mambo this Christmas. Santa's doing a mambo this Christmas. Mambo, Santa, mambo. Mambo, Santa, mambo. Patilliano, mambo, Santa, mambo. We tell your mama, mambo, Santa, mambo. Mambo, mambo, let you get.
Well, here comes Santa with his eight reindeer. They come every time all about this year. Here's something that you don't know.
Santa's gonna do the mambo. The mambo, Santa, mambo.
But here you are,
mambo, Santa, mambo.
Tell your mama,
mambo, Santa, mambo.
Mama, mambo, if you can.
Mambo, Santa, mambo.
come Santa with his eight reindeer. He come every time or about this year. You hear it something that you don't know.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yep, it's the hound. Santa Hound, that is. WFNU, East Orange. And, that's, some more of that Christmas trash. That's with the Enchanters with Mambo Santa Mambo. We have the Davis Sisters with Christmas Boogie. Clyde Lasley with Santa Got Drunk. Send that one out to Andy the bartender and the whole crowd at 2A. The Marcells with Merry Twistmas. And we opened up with Hank Ballard and his Midnighters and Santa Claus is Coming. And we'd like to also say goodbye to Billy O'Reilly, who's going back to Dublin today. Permanently.
Or ever?
Well, for a while.
See you, Billy.
Until next time we see him.
Jeez.
So,
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Have fun over there.
Give our regards to Ireland. What else is going on here? I guess we can get back to some more news. We got a little more news. What do you think of the best mess there, Denois?
NG, huh?
Well,
not guilty?
Yeah, James Brown spent.
Really,
James Brown
truth,
goes to jail, 6-year sentence, and Bess walks.
There you go.
Well, I figured out the basic formula. If you spend over $100,000 on a lawyer, you can get away with anything. If you spend less than $100,000 on a lawyer, you'll go to jail for anything. It's your basic thing there. You see, they dropped the charges against the cop who hit the New York Times reporter.
No, I missed that.
Well, it seems that they couldn't identify him. Nobody asked me. I saw the whole thing. I was standing right next to the guy. Remember the first time we got, during the Tompkins Square riot, folks, the first time we got pushed back from Ray's to 7th Street?
Right.
Well, that's when it happened. I was standing right next to the guy. And I could identify the cop, but nobody asked me. So the cop walked. He literally hauled up and whacked this guy right across the side of the head with his nightstick. It was really brutal. It was horrible. Anyway, the ugliest and oldest member of the Rolling Stones, Bill Wyman, recently left a health farm in England where he was on a diet. First thing he did was go back to England and announce that 1986 Media Star of the Year, Tracy Lords, is in the news again. Get this, guys. Tracy Lords, leaping for joy, the 20-year-old who got her start in showbiz in flesh flicks such as Lust in the Fast Lane and New Wave Hookers, is connecting with top heavy metal act Guns N' Roses. I could have predicted that somehow. I don't know how.
A match made in purgatory.
Well, you know, as everybody knows, Tracy Lords, who started in porn films at age 15 and almost sent a whole bunch of people to jail. Fortunately, nobody did go to jail over that. Has a budding, so to speak, musical career with a little help from Guns N' Roses lead guitarist Slash. You think that's his real name?
Yes.
Slash. You think it's not short for anything? Anyway, he's lending his musical expertise, as it says right here, to a demo of her first record, Put Up or Shut Up. And according to Lord's manager, Bob Good, her demo will be used to nail down a recording contract. We're negotiating with a major label, and the song is a dance pop tune with a neat guitar lick on it by Slash. A spokesperson for Slash's label, Geffen Records, said it is unclear how large a role the heavy metal star would take if Lords does ink the contract. Lords accompanied the guitarist on stage this fall to accept the MTV Award for Best New Artist, and the duo dated for a short time, but Good said they were just good friends. Just thought you'd like to know, folks. I'd like to keep up with our media stars of the year. And by the way, you can still vote when we come back. We're not going to be here next week. We'll be here in 2 weeks, and then we'll announce the media star of the year. You can get your last-minute votes in by writing Media Hound, Media Star of the Year. Oh, what's the address here? Uppsala College, WFMU. And Uppsala College, WFMU, East Orange, New Jersey, 07019. And so far, it looks like Larry Davis, James Brown, Jimmy the Greek Snyder, Secrete Gable. I think she's almost out of the running. No votes at all for Secrete Gable.
Yeah.
That's the way it
Come
looks
on.
Right now. And James Brown is in jail right now doing a 6-year sentence, the hardest working man in show business.
He started time? He started doing
it? Yep, it's pretty unbelievable. But Reverend Al Sharpton is in the act. Reverend Al has offered to go to jail in place of Mr. Brown. And,
I mean, it's
no, that's not true.
That is true.
That is true.
That is true. You know, Reverend Al,
that's good.
Him and James Brown were hooked up.
That.
Yeah, well, you know the story of Nitro Nick getting ripped off promoting the James Brown concert where
in
Al
Portland?
Sharpton was
right.
The one who collected the money. He had the gun on him, the whole deal.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Know
yeah,
that,
Reverend
no.
Al, the pistol packing papa he is. Collected the $10,000 from Nitro Nick, and James Brown never showed up, and Nick had to move to New York because everybody in Portland still hates him because they lent him money for such a gig. Anyway, so James Brown is doing Christmas in jail, six and a half year sentence, probably do 15 to 18 months minimum, and Bess Meyerson walked. Go figure, folks. Don't try to run over any cops in South Carolina.
No, was that Georgia, right? Isn't he?
Well, no, that conviction was in South Carolina. What do you suppose this line is? That couldn't be the Vibe report this early, could it?
Hard to say. Someone's been called. They only call when we're on the air.
Yeah, some genius. Anyway.
Don't really pick up the phone then.
I'm not.
Vibe report?
Down.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is Roscoe in a different time zone?
Yes, he is in a different time zone.
Oh, then
but still, it's the top of the hour. I doubt he'd be calling at the top of the hour. Anyway, we'd like to thank some folks who helped out with this year's Xmas extravaganza. Eddie G, King of Christmas and King of Mambo. Phil Smith and Jacques Boy donated some sounds for your listening pleasure. And, we got a lot of stuff here. This is WFMU East Orange Legal ID Time and the famous WFMU Feedback and the famous Hound Echo. And we're going to kick right back into it with our holiday hillbilly hangover with, what do we got queued up there? George Jones.
I saw Mommy twisting with Santa Claus.
Twisting with Santa Claus.
Round, 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 round. Well, I saw Mommy in her nightgown. She was jumping all around, twisting with old Santa Claus. The record kept a playing, and Mommy kept a saying, old Santa wasn't built for the cause. His tummy kept a shaking, and Mommy kept a making jokes about the look in his eye. I'll make a little bet, I'll never forget Mommy twisting the Santa that night. Well, it was Christmas night, and all was quiet, and I was in my bed asleep. And something woke me from the other room, so I thought I'd better take a little peep. I sneaked up to the old keyhole and took a little look inside. Then the sight I saw, how it shocked me so, I like to jump out of my hide. There was my mommy in a nightgown. She was jumping all around, twisting with old Santa Claus. The record kept a playing, and Mommy kept a saying, old Santa wasn't built for the cause. His tummy kept a shaking, and Mommy kept a making jokes about the look in his eye. I'll make a little bet, I'll never forget Mommy twisting with Santa that night. Well, then I cracked the door, stuck my head inside to try to get a better view. And then I stuck my toe and I fell inside, but I got another look or two. There was my mommy in her nightgown. She was jumping all around, twisting with old Santa Claus. The record kept a playing and Mommy kept a saying, old Santa wasn't built for the cause. His tummy kept a-shaking, and Mommy kept a-making jokes about the look in his eye. I'll make a little bet, I'll never forget Mommy twisting with Santa that night. Mommy kept a-twisting, Santa kept a-twisting, Mommy kept a-twisting, Santa kept a-twisting, Mommy kept a-twisting.
Hi, this is Pia Zadora. Here's to a very Merry Christmas and a...
Excuse me, miss, but do you have any... Excuse me, miss, but do you have any...
Blue Christmas lights for my Christmas tree. I want some blue Christmas lights, just as blue as me. The one I love has set me free, but I've still got her memory. Give me blue Christmas lights for my Christmas tree.
Pardon me, but do you have any
blue Christmas lights? Blue they gotta be. Christmas lights, for that's how you left me. Although, sweetheart, you're far away, I'll kiss your picture Christmas Day under blue Christmas lights on my Christmas tree.
What we do is to have a complete house cleaning 3 times a year. Every plaything, every article of clothing is carefully gone over and large bundles go to the children's homes and hospitals.
Do the children help you with this?
Oh, yes. I think it's excellent training for them. I always see to it that they give up something they really love. Otherwise, they don't really learn the value of giving.
Christmas, gonna be some hard times this year. No tree or stockings or presents, just bottles of Christmas cheer. No new frigidaire for Mama, no toy train for Brother Jim. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas, don't know what's gonna become of him. His job last Friday, cashed his last paycheck, and Ma ain't seen a cent. But cupboards are empty, the phone turned off, where we gonna come up with the rent? We ain't seen Daddy for 2 days and nights. Tommy's pa said he saw him at the track. Daddy, lay down that bottle. If you hear my prayer, your mama and me want you back. Got a call from the sheriff, said Dad wrecked the family car. They arrested him and threw him in the tank. We'll get you out Christmas morning if we can raise a bail. Daddy, please don't take another drink. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas, gonna be no happy new year. No tree or stockings or presents, just bottles of Christmas cheer. No new frigidaire for Mama, no toy train for Brother Jim. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas, don't know what's gonna become of him. Daddy's thinking about Christmas, don't know what's gonna become of him.
Honey, the snow outside is softly falling. The kids are all tucked in and fast asleep. We got a cozy den with a big old fireplace burning. Don't you think it's time we think about you and me?
As long as there's snowflake left to fall.
There ain't nobody gonna keep your love from calling us, Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus.
Honey, do you remember our first Christmas? Standing by that poor old Christmas tree. But all that we ever needed was each other. And that's the way, honey, it's always gonna be.
As long as there's a holiday called Christmas,
as long as there's a snowflake left to fall,
there ain't nobody gonna keep true love from calling us, Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus. As long as there's a holiday called Christmas,
as long as there's a snowflake left to fall,
there ain't nobody gonna keep true love from calling us, Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus. No, they won't know.
And a Merry Christmas to you, Kathy, Cynthia, Christopher, and Christina, and of course to you, Miss Joan Crawford. Thanks again for allowing all of us to share a part of your Christmas Eve.
Thank you so much, George. Merry Christmas to you and to all your listeners.
Santa Hound, WFMU East Orange, and that's our holiday hillbilly hangover with the killer Jerry Lee Lewis and I Can't Have a Merry Christmas Without You. We heard George Jones and Tammy Wynette with Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus, Commander Cody by request, sort of psychic request there because I was going to play it anyway, Daddy's Drinking Up Our Christmas, Buck Owens with Blue Christmas Lights, and we opened up with George Jones again and My Mom and Santa Claus. One of George's greatest twist records, I would say. Right up there, anyway. Anyway, what else is going on? We got Christmas greetings for lots of people, right, Dan? You got people who say Merry Christmas, too? I know you do.
Oh, Lord.
yes. Well, Alice, certainly, if she's listening.
Thanks for the Christmas present, Alice. Eddie G., Quine, Andy and Lauren, Quad and Michelle, Molly, Ramona, Jesse, Todd, Billy and Miriam, Cordell Jackson, who will be playing her Christmas record in a little while. She sent a nice Christmas card. Sammy Price, if he's out there, AP, the whole gang at Hideout, Ted over at See Here, Nitro Nick, the staff, everybody at High Times Magazine, all the bartenders of the Great Jones, Billy Perkins. Can't think anymore. Anybody else? Annie, you got anybody you want to say Merry Christmas to?
To my brother, Arnt. I think Arnt could use a Merry Christmas today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to Arnt. And, last minute Christmas shopping. This is the last day to get it done. The Hound has some Christmas ideas for you. Let's see. I bought myself a couple of Christmas presents this week. How about the Death Cult Jonestown Massacre Memorial cards?
I've missed those.
Oh, they're amazing.
They exist?
Yes, it's a set of trading cards memorializing all the various events at the Great Jonestown mass suicide, including art by Kaz, FMU's own Kaz, Gary Panter, who's does the sets for the Pee Wee Herman show, Jim Ryan, all sorts of great artists. Let's see, the new Psychotronic Video magazine is out. And the first issue of Psychotronic Video is on the stands, and that's a good Christmas present. I think, let's see, next week we won't be here. The week after that, it's our first show back. The week after that, maybe, Michael Weldon will be here. Or sometime in January, he'll be here plugging that. Merry Christmas to Randy, and thanks for the speakers, Bub. They're in place. Let's see, more Christmas presents. You can, the Big Itch record on the Mrs. Manicotti label. Great record, full of bird and turd songs, and... you can get that over at Final Vinyl or Hideout or any of those places, Midnight Records. Another good Christmas gift for those of you who want to spend about $25, you go to between 9th and 10th Street on 1st Avenue in the little bodega in the middle of the block, you can get a nice stiletto. Always a good Christmas gift. Anyway.
Yeah, with the murder rate being what it is, it might
right.
not be a bad idea.
Right, we need 11 more murders in the city of New York to hit the all-time record. I think it's a cinch. Luckily, I'll be out of town. If I can just make it through till tomorrow morning, I won't be a statistic, at least not in this year.
At the rate of 5 a day, it should not be a problem.
Right. We got any more news from the news desk?
Well, it appears that the nuns are still... I had no idea this was still going on, but the nuns in Morris Township at the Mount Carmel Monastery are still holed up in the infirmary. Protesting the intrusion of
the Disney videos and microwave oven
in their life. Yeah, there's a picture here in the paper.
I was thinking about barricading myself in here in the station for a couple of months.
That's not a bad
idea.
Stay
on the air for 6 months straight.
But this nun does not look very happy. But as Annie says, if you what was that?
Choose a life with no waistline.
Choose a life with no waistline. You're bound not to be very happy.
What's a gal to do? You want to do the buffalo story, Annie?
Oh, sure. It says right here on Bismarck, North Dakota, a man gorged by the same 1,000-pound pet buffalo that mauled his son a year ago will be destroyed.
Buffalo will be destroyed.
Yeah.
That's sad.
He is quoted as saying, "I don't want anything like that around anymore."
He should have thought about that when he got the buffalo, the idiot.
Or when it gorged his son.
Would you expect a housebreak a buffalo? But it says right there, you can't trust a buffalo.
Right. Yeah.
He was a pet, but he turned against us.
Well, you know.
There you
go. They probably tried to rub his nose in the buffalo chips or something. Anyway, you got any New Year's resolutions there, Denois?
Oh, I'm working on them. I'm working on my list here.
How about you, Annie? You got any New Year's resolutions you want to share with our listeners?
I don't need them anymore.
You don't need them? I have one. I'm going to try to stay on mic for less than 5 minutes at a shot in 88.
That's a good one.
Yes, especially when El Bruce is not around to feed us funny lines. And we're approaching that mark right now, so we're going to get right back into it with, I like this one a lot, Mr. Titus Turner.
Bop. Well, in the morning. Yes, in the morning. Ooh, 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 in the morning, baby. Whoa, Christmas morning. Everything's gonna be alright. Whoa, Christmas morning, baby. Yes, everything's gonna be alright. Mary. Well, 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 oh, real, real tight. Well, when daybreak, baby, that's something I want you to know. Well, 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 well. $1 million. Girl, I wanted your love. Whoa. Ooh, in the morning, in the morning, baby. Ooh, yes, everything's gonna be all right. Bright and early in the morning, baby. I want to kiss you, baby, underneath the mistletoe. When Santa Claus bring your present, your horn I want to blow. Oh, yes, Christmas morning, Christmas morning, baby. Woo-wee. Yes, everything's going to be all right. Bright and early Christmas morning.
Ma'ua e oka aina, kumula a'u, pama la la'elae, amina pua ho'omalu, anaka mele kalikimaka.
Whether you're spending your holiday with our friends in Hawaii, among the palm trees and flowers, or right here at home, the spirit and the sentiment are the same. In the spirit of this holiday, we send you our warmest sentiments. A Merry Christmas season and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas!
Christmas, everyone. I'm happy as can be. I'm waiting down here at your store. Guess where? Tell him, Fen.
Christmas in jail.
Christmas in jail. Had a little too much to drink. Ain't got no bail. Ain't got no bail. And I'm spending New Year's Eve in the clink. I was in the wrong lane. Feeling no pain. Sold my car to 75. Ran right into. You can guess who. And they say I'm lucky to be alive.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
They're singing down the street. While everybody's having Christmas turkey. They give me bread and water to eat. Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. Wore my shoes out pacing the floor. Got rocks in my head. I wish I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
They're singing down the street while everybody's having Christmas turkey. They give me bread and water to eat. Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. Wore my shoes out pacing the floor. Got rocks in my head. I wish I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Merry Christmas!
Christmas, bah, humbug. I can remember when six kids knock on the door Christmas Eve, they sing a bunch of carols. So they open the door, they beat your brains out and tie you up in a cellar. Christmas, humbug. In old days, used to snow a little, blizzards, icy winds, freeze your pants off. So you gotta get inside an air-cooled movie and pay a guy to drop camphor balls from the balcony to get the Christmas spirit. Christmas, you kidding or something? Humbug! Humbug, I say! Will you shut up? Ah, them was the days. Belly whopping on them sleds, come over with a broken arm, but you didn't mind, it was like Christmas spirit. Snowball fights, team of hopped-up horses pulling the old troika. Yes, sirree, Bob. Today Santa comes up in a Jaguar with Dundon Blitzen hanging over the fenders. A regular moose hunt. I tell you, bah, I tell you, humbug. Will you shut up? And you take New Year's Eve as something? I can remember you went out New Year's Eve. You didn't come back till March the 3rd. So you lose your job. So what? It's that holiday spirit. So there you sit home New Year's Eve, watch the crowds on Times Square at midnight over TV. Only there ain't no crowds. Everyone's home watching with you. Couple of tired cops walking around looking to sneak in a wave at the wife. New Year's Eve, are you kidding or something? Bah, that kind of life, humbug. Halloween, there's another roar. Boy, let me tell you something, you don't need no pumpkins anymore. Take a look at the pussies these days. It looks like Halloween all year round. Halloween, humbug.
Do you know Love's Old Sweet Song?
New Year's Eve, ring out the old, ring in the new. New what? New worries? I'd rather ring out the new and ring in the old. Give me them Yankees under Miller Huggins. Give me them log cabins and good old ice boxes and haunted houses. Ain't no more of them neither, you know. Good old haunted house up on the hill, standing there in the dark. Get inside, you hear a few crazy noises. Scared of living cement out here, but it was laughs. Bats flying around, cobwebs, zombies and golems, witches and monsters and what have you. Ah, those were the days. Yeah. Boo, look out, here comes a ghost. Ah, a lot of laughs, a lot of screams. Today they pulled those haunted houses down. They put up a snack bar. Sit and gulp. Get one of them greasy hamburgers, all peppered up, you'll eat up for 10 days. All because they wouldn't let a little old haunted house alone. Holiday spirit. Humbug.
How about silver threads among the gold?
Gift certificates. Christmas guy gives you a piece of paper. Parties. Used to get a nice big country house, play a lot of nice little games, ivy and mistletoes. All folks you ain't seen in years. Today, Christmas, you get a nice crowded office, see the same old boring people you see day in, day out, if they can get their mushes out of the booze. All of a sudden, the washerwoman looks like Kim Novak. Humbug on that kind of tripe. Remember the old Christmas cards? Used to get a card with a nice green tree on it, Santa with the reindeers. Today, Jane Mansfield with a bit of holly here and there. I tell you, barn the holiday spirit. Humbug!
Well, I gotta go now. Already?
Yeah. There's one thing I want to leave you with, pal.
a very Merry Christmas. Well, thanks. The bells will drive you crazy.
You know what that is, folks. The Vibe Report is here. Roscoe. Where'd he go? I think we got the whole thing on here. It disappeared. Well, it was here and it split. We'll go back into the next record and break into it. Roscoe. Now, what's going on there? This thing's ringing and he's not coming in.
Got no sleigh with reindeer, no sack on my back. You gonna see me coming in a big black car. Your foot of stockings, turn off the light. Santa Claus is coming down your chimney.
Folks, I think we got the Vibe Report on the line this time. We've been having trouble. We're doing this what's known as the old way. Watch this. Roscoe, you there this time? Hello? Roscoe, you there this time? Okay. This is what's known as the old way of doing it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you gotta talk loud because it's the old way.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what's going on? Totally falling off the drum riser?
Yeah.
Yikes. Did he get hurt?
Not bad. He loves to whine and complain, so now he's got this thing to... He fell on his head last year, he slipped on the ice, and so he had a big scab on his head to play with for a month and a half.
Great. Oh, now you're coming in good. Whatever you're doing, that's perfect.
Okay,
what's the vibe? Is that just Wonderly falling off the drum riser?
The vibe, actually, I'm going to put you on with the one Louis B. Whitney.
Lou Whitney?
The vibe.
Okay.
Here you go.
See ya.
Merry Christmas to all the...
Merry Christmas,
Humbers.
Roscoe.
Merry Christmas,
listen,
Co.
Listen to that. Hey,
Lou Whitney.
What's happening?
You know, Sonny Bono's in town.
Is that real? I'm giving my regards.
Yep, I will. We're gonna kidnap him and make him tell us stories about Don and Dewey.
Yeah, really. He was there.
He was. He produced them.
Yeah, I know. He made some great records. Overlooked guy, you know. Even his son, you know. Even though he's more famous.
Well, he's certainly more talented and better looking than Cher.
Hey,
Absolutely. And any, you know, even though he came from Scotland, you know, I don't think anybody will hold that against him.
Is that true?
Or, you know, or is it, where's their band from?
Who?
Well, the one you know that Sonny's the lead singer in.
Oh, so I get it.
It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon here, Hound.
4:30 here. So what's
three,
the...
That means it's 3:30 here, then.
So what's the vibe?
Hey, we're like, me and Sco, we're going into the Queen City Diner. You know, it's like 3:30 in the afternoon. They close at 6. It's Christmas Eve. There's one other person in there. My girlfriend is kind of waiting on me now. She's kind of mad because me and Sco are going to hang out for Christmas and be going out to her place. It's,
You guys preparing for the big tour?
We are rocking. We're working on it right now. That's a couple of reasons we got to have a lot of time to ourselves. Think about it, you know.
Think about it.
The idea, you know. So that, we can get out there, you know, and just really do it. But not only just do it, Hound, doing it right is really important to us, too. You know, we want to know all the right chords when we go, you know, so we're willing to put a couple hours into it.
At least.
So what are you guys doing?
This is Santa Hounds, Xmas Extravaganza. Right now I'm attempting to queue up Can't Heat and the Chipmunks.
All right. Well, have I been on the air all this time?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
this is the Vibe Report.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. The Vibe's in a pretty... Like, there were 4 or 5 years, you know, I was telling it to go, you know, that I'll be on a Christmas Eve, and it's like right about the time the sun goes down, I have gotten, like, for... 15, 20 minutes at a time, this feeling of kind of like where you want to give a wino a dollar. You know what I'm talking about?
50 cents maybe.
I think we might get that feeling today. And I'd like to extend, on behalf of Roscoe, on Vibe Meister, and all of Roscoe's gang, the most wonderful holiday wishes for all the listeners out there in Radio Land, you know, that dig the Hound Show on the weekend. You know, and best wishes for the new year.
Well, thank you, Lou.
And, hold on. See you later, man.
Okay. Yikes. What is that sound we love? There it is. Wow, the old method, that's kind of primitive.
Very
like little feedback. I think those guys sounded like they were just waking up. Yeah. Anyway, folks, what we heard, what that was, let's end the Vibe Report by turning off the vibes. Go back to the Christmas Pooch Loop, and I'll be warned. Okay, we heard Eblis, of course, with Santa's Back in Town, and breaking, trying to get into the Vibe Report there, that somehow the Symmetrics broke down. Eddie Lawrence with Christmas Spirit, the Youngsters, Christmas in Jail, that goes out to James Brown. The Marquis, Christmas in the Congo, and we opened up with Titus Turner and Christmas Morning. Anyway, Denois.
Santa Hound.
You got a... Are you working on news, or are you just killing time here with the papers? Or?
Just sort of killing time here with the papers. We had something else.
Well, I could read this story, I guess. This,
Chuck Berry
thing?
Yeah, that was interesting.
You couldn't blame Chuck Berry for getting angry with his daughter Ingrid when she started up her own band and called it Chuck and Ingrid Berry. All right.
Even though Chuck wasn't in it.
Even though Chuck wasn't in the band, here's the catch. She justified the use of Chuck's name because she happened to have one musician named Chuck in the band, right? Her dad was not amused, but I guess they've made up and they're going to be playing together. Wait, the Berries will play their first gig together. Her band will be his backup band. At the Palladium New Year's Eve party. I think that's like $75 a pop?
I'd be there, but, you know, I'm going to be out of town. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, this has been a very pointless excursion in killing time. We better go back to some more. We got a Christmas vom of sorts. And we're going to kick it off with one of my all-time favorites, Can't Heat and the Chipmunks.
Wait a minute, what are you mice doing in here?
Mice?
This is our session. We came in here to make a Christmas boogie.
Who do you think you're talking to?
This is 1968, brother, not 1958. Now, you mice gotta get it together. Now, if you want to hang around here, you just gotta be quiet.
Mice? Who are you calling mice? We're chipmunks.
All right, chipmunks. Cool it now, listen. Well, Christmas is a time when we're supposed to have lots of cheer. And Christmas
is so sincere. Now here was one thing that the heap would like to give to you. I said here was one thing that the heap would like to give to you. A little crystal boogie will chase away your blues. Chase them away, brother. Hey, Alvin, where are you at?
Come on, Alvin! Stay out of it!
Yeah, Alvin, be quiet. They really turned me on, I believe is the expression.
Listen, Alvin, get with it. Try some of this.
Oh, well, it's Christmas time, the best hope you ever have. I said it's Christmas time, the best hope you ever have. With a little Christmas boogie, I'm gonna be so fast. A little Christmas boogie. A little Christmas boogie. That's it, brother. A little Christmas boogie. Come on, Alvin. That's it, that's it. You got it, you got it. Merry Christmas, Alvin. Ah, I'm gonna boogie Alvin. Feel the Christmas day. Gonna boogie all the way to New Year's Eve, brother.
Christmas tree. Blues.
Down in the basement of Guitar Whale. Oh, what a sight you see. Brother Santa Claus and his eight reindeer, doing the watching see. There was little Annie and a short, fast Fanny and the wildest rock and roll band. And by the back door of the English boy, singing, I wanna hold your hand. Oh, Johnny Rivers and Maybelline, and a Chico Peggy Sue. And everybody's heard about the bird when he was even there too. With a ho, ho, ho and his big brown belly, shaking all over like a bowl full of jelly. You should have seen those reindeer prance the night they followed said to dance. When he laughed so hard and he laughed so loud, and he kept on dancing until he woke all the kids and they had to come up to that house on a blueberry hill. Then he opened up his big bag of toys with a something for everyone. And he said, kind of smile with a twinkle in his eye, well, I never had so much fun. With a ho, ho, ho and his big round belly, shaking all over like a bowl full of jelly. You should have seen those reindeer prance the night they taught old Santa to dance. Then he jumped to the sleigh and he clapped his whip and disappeared from sight. But over the treetops, sleigh bells played a rock and roll song that night. And now they say that Santa Claus land is a really something to see. Cause all of his boys are making his toys to the feet of the washing sea. Yeah, all of his boys are making his toys to the feet of the washing sea. Cause all of his boys.
Here's Satchmo Armstrong talking to all the kids from all over the world at Christmas time. Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night. A very good night. And that goes for Satchmo, too.
I want to meet Santa Claus, a real Santa. I want to meet Santa Claus, a real Santa.
To meet old Santa Claus.
I took my brother to the department store. He wanted to show Santa his Christmas list. He stood in line and he shook like a leaf. He's only 5 1/2, so what else is?
He said, isn't that a Santa Claus? Really, really Santa? Is that really Santa?
Thank you.
Back in the jungle.
Yep, this is the hound.
That is Santa Hound, as we're,
as it will be this time of year. That was Keith Richards with Run, Run, Rudolph, and Jump Right Out of the Machine. And I got to congratulate him for not showing up for Howard Stern's Christmas show. That was kind of funny to hear that. You hear any of that?
No, he was supposed to be on.
Yeah, and then Howard Stern spent the whole show ragging on him. But that's Run, Run, Rudolph. Definitely better than anything on his crummy little solo record. They're the Beach Boys with Santa's Beard. The Trashmen by request, Dancing with Santa. The Sonics and the Immortal Santa Claus. We opened up with Canned Heat and the Chipmunks, both on Liberty Records, with the Christmas Boogie. And one of the more pointless vibe reports of all time.
Well, I'll say.
Courtesy of Roscoe the Vibe Meister and Lou Whitney, who's got a new record out, the Skeletons album.
Lou Whitney
new
does?
Skeletons, new Skeletons record in the stores, right as we speak. Anyway, what else is going on here? Many more Christmas greetings. I don't know, I'm kind of losing track of everything. Any more news there, Dan?
Something I really didn't want to touch, but maybe...
Go ahead, it's Christmas.
And the holidays.
We've been nice to everybody so far all day. We haven't said anything nasty about anybody.
Well, but it's not that. It's just one of those, like,
I got some news if you don't
want to. Miles Lavelle says a tragedy like this cannot be explained. I don't know, it's this woman who killed her two kids and her husband and then tried to kill herself out in, Rockland County.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was a horrible and tragic scene. Words cannot describe it. I guess all...
That's what we need El Bruce for.
Yeah, really, to give us the words to describe it here. The Rotellas seemed like the ideal married couple. It's this whole thing where, you know, they were great, you know, the perfect suburban couple, the dog on the lawn, the whole nine yards, and then... she went to a shrink and got a prescription and never got it filled and,
whoops.
Whoops. That's what she did.
Merry Christmas, Lavelle.
But, now what's the name here? Lillian Rotella, 31. But, I don't know, if you're depressed, don't try to kill yourself. That's stupid.
When you can kill somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, just wait it out. Go to a movie or something. Like, not, it'll get better. It really will. It's just Christmas, you know.
Yes. FCC expands indecency ban to 24 hours. See, now I'm really glad I got in trouble for doing that one dirty after midnight show because...
You can't do it anymore?
Well, I couldn't do it then. I mean, I got in all kinds of trouble, but at least I did it once and I don't have to do it anymore. I can't do it anymore because they... probably send somebody in here to break my kneecaps, but the Federal Communications Commission, bowing to the will of Congress, yesterday extended to 24 hours a day its ban on sexually explicit broadcasts, though Commissioner Patricia Diaz-Dennis said she had serious doubts about the constitutionality of said rule.
The new rule is to take effect 30 days after it's published in the Federal Register. The FCC previously had interpreted existing law to prohibit obscene programming at any time and indecent programming only when there was a reasonable risk that children might be in the audience. The FCC has said broadcasts aired after midnight and before 6 a.m. would be safe from sanctions. However, the FCC yesterday said, the Directive of Appropriations language affords us no discretion, and we will now enforce the indecency restrictions 24 hours a day. Indecent material is defined by the FCC as that in which context depicts or describes in terms patently offensive as measured by contemporary community standards for the broadcast medium, sexual or excretory activities or organs. Make heads or tails out of that one.
Yeah, right. I mean, talk about precise definitions of what's...
Poo-poo pee-pee, FCC.
Huh? What does that mean?
I've seen broadcasts are defined as those appealing to prurient interests and lack serious artistic, literary, political, or scientific value. I think the whole second side of Metallic Kale has some great scientific value in how to deal with a biker gang throwing bottles at your head. But we can't play it. Anyway, we're hitting the 5-minute mark, and I'm trying to grind into my New Year's resolution. But we got something queued up, and this is really one of my favorites. I'm not going to tell you who it is, because if I told you who it is, you'd say, yuck. I'll tell you later. It's a great record, though. It's not who you think it is, though.
You know what, Pop?
What's that, son?
Christmas just isn't going to be the same this year.
Well, why is that?
Because Santa's got a brand new bag!
Party out there by the barn.
It's not a war party. It's a crowd of settlers with torches.
Hey, Paul, better get a rifle.
Huh? Well, not so fast, boss.
Let me have a look.
There they are! Let them have it!
Merry Christmas,
Harvey! Well, Merry Christmas, neighbors!
You tuned in on Santa Claus. You know, a friendly, happy holiday spirit costs you nothing. Say Merry Christmas often, won't you?
Shopping days till Christmas, get down to your store. 13 shopping days till Christmas, what are you waiting for?
party has just begun. Christmas lights blinking, everybody's drinking. Christmas bells ringing, everybody's singing. Everybody's having fun. The party has just begun.
Good night, Susie.
Good night, hon.
Good night, Fred.
Merry Christmas, darling.
Merry Christmas to you, Pa.
Yes, sir. Now, Merry Christmas to you, Paul.
And a Merry Christmas to you, boys. Many, many more. Oh, be sure to put out the candles before you go to bed. I'll just stay out here on the porch for a spell.
Good night, Pa.
Good night, son.
Good night, Paul.
What a wonderful starry sky. This is the time for stars. Christmas. They live together up there so brightly, peacefully. The way people should on Earth. Merry Christmas, all you shining stars. Merry Christmas, world.
Listening to this nonsense on The Hound Show at WFMU in East Orange, New Jersey, 91.1 FM on your blaster. Wishing all of you a very Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Listen, the bells.
Midnight, it's Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Batman, Robin.
And Merry Christmas to you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. Good tidings to you and all of your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year. Good tidings to you and all of your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We
wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings to you and all of your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
It's easy to see, looking over the gigantic group of packages under the tree now, that the youngsters will have enough presents to keep them busy for months.
Yes. You see, I don't let them have all their presents at one time. They'll get to play with them all, you know, all day tomorrow, and then we put a large group of them aside. From tomorrow on, they earn their gifts.
How do you mean they earn them?
Well, if they stay on their good behavior, they're given their choice of what present they want next. Christopher had his birthday in October, and he still hasn't received all of his presents.
Wishes you a very happy holiday. Ain't that right? We're from all parts of the world. From London, England. From Brooklyn. Well, now, we've got some more sound.
Tis the night before Christmas, and all through the town, everything's coming loose. Everything's falling down. Be careful with that holly.
Don't nail anything to the wall, I'm warning you. Use Scotch tape. Scotch tape is better.
For paper, it's good. For holly, it's rotten.
Watch out what you hang on that chandelier. It's not strong.
Tinsel, tinsel, it's only tinsel.
It's too much tinsel.
What harm could one more teeny-weensy piece of tinsel do? Here, I'll show you. There. See?
We hang our day decorations with care.
The whole house is a mess.
And we cry in despair.
So
told you it wouldn't hold. You wouldn't listen.
Oh, that hurt.
No, it didn't. This one will hurt.
Ouch! You're right.
Holly leaves are sharp like stingers. Fa la 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 la. Handle them with dainty fingers. Fa la 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 la.
Oh, my finger! It's bleeding.
Sykes, you're right. I told you it was sharp. That tree is not straight.
It's leaning.
It's too much decorations on the left side.
No, it's not enough decorations on the left side.
You're both wrong. It's not enough on the top. Here, I'll show you.
No, don't put anything more on the top.
Come down from there.
Ooh.
Watch out what you're doing.
Ooh.
It's dangerous. I'm warning you. I'm telling you, it's the
timber! Come on, Larry. Let's get Curly Joe out from under that tree again.
In the States.
Yep, there's the hound. Ooh, we're doing some funny things on the echo now. Yes, that was the Sonics in Don't Believe in Christmas because I didn't get nothing last year. We heard the Three Stooges with Wreck the Halls, Louis Prima, Santa Won't You Tell Me, the Everly Brothers with We Wish You a Merry Christmas, Rockin' Sidney and His Dukes with Christmas Party. It didn't sound like there were too many Dukes on there. It sounded like a rhythm drum machine.
Roscoe.
Yeah. And what else do we hear? We opened up with, believe it or not, Bob Seger. He's the only good record he ever made, Sock It to Me Santa.
Other than Night Moves, of course.
Yes.
Sort of ran it all down.
Come on, Blitzen. Come on, Cupid. Don't just sit there looking stupid. What a guy. Anyway, if there's any FMU DJs listening, I need somebody to fill in for me next week. I've completely forgot to get somebody to fill in.
Lori's ready for a six-hour show.
Yeah, you want to do the six-hour marathon, Lori?
Yeah, right. No problem. I'm there.
New Year's
okay,
Eve.
I'll hold you to that. Anyway, this is WFMU East Orange Legal ID Time. I'd like to thank Jack Starr for those wonderful IDs he's done for us. Also, we should thank all the guests we've had this year, but I can't remember them.
There's a ton of them.
Ronnie Dawson.
Lars.
Large.
Billy Miller. It goes on.
What year was
on.
Sammy Price?
That wasn't this year, I don't think.
Older than I thought. Anyways, so Santa's Little Helper. Anything good in the news?
Anything good in the news?
Well, I think I got something.
You got something?
Did I read this already?
I was flipping through this thing, this Esquire thing, the dubious achievements. Do you know they canceled the second annual Oliver North Day in his hometown?
That's pretty good.
He's going to trial, right? Like the 8th or something? His lawyers demanded a trial date.
Yeah.
So it's actually happening.
Well, they should have had it before the election, and they should introduce all the evidence that they could possibly find anywhere, and they're not going to let them bring in all this you know, the guys who really get... So they'll, you know, he'll do like 2 months in jail.
You think he'll actually do time?
Maybe. I mean, he might even get away with it. Every other sleazebag gets away with it. But who they should really nail is little Georgie Bush.
Wow. And, yeah, right.
I mean, I think they should get him off for the murder of, what's his name? I mean, wasn't that suspicious that the guy all of a sudden he gets brain cancer?
The murder of who? Oh, right. No. That was, the CIA guy.
Yeah. What was his name? Should have got us before the J-Bone, folks.
Yeah, really. Call us if you remember his name.
It wasn't Poindexter. It was the other... I can't remember his name.
The head of the CIA. Laura, you don't know this?
I don't know.
Anyway, what do you got? You say you got something over there?
This guy must know it. Let's put him right here. We can't put him on there because we don't have to. Here, find out who it was.
Okay. Do you know?
William Casey.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we got it right there.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bill Casey.
Bill Casey, my man Bill. Thank you, whoever that was.
I murdered Bill Casey is what I think.
Yeah, more than likely.
See, I could have... you should hear this.
I think he volunteered, actually. I think Bill probably volunteered for duty. He was old. He had
volunteered to die for the cause?
Yeah.
No, otherwise, if he would have done that, then they wouldn't have had to kill him because they knew he wouldn't talk. But they were afraid he would talk. So...
They were afraid he'd be forced to talk.
I think they shot him up with some liquid cancer.
Mercury or something.
Yeah.
Some sort of.
Anyway, we only got 45 minutes left. We still have to get to the... We got a lot of other stuff. So we're going to get to that much-promised Christmas blues hangover and kick it off with Robert Nighthawk.
Baby, I'm so glad to be back home. Yes, Merry Christmas, pretty baby. I'm so glad to be back home. I'll get to lead why I'm so glad. I can still call you mine. Christmas Eve morning, mama, I was on my way back home to you. Yes, Christmas Eve morning, mama, I was on my way back home to you. But I know that I was so glad. I know that I had someone to come home to. Have a sweet little girl like you. Yes, I'm so great, my darling, to have a sweet little thing like you. But I really know I'm so glad. I know that I had someone to come home to. Thank you.
You ain't nothing but a hound.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jack Starr in Dallas, Texas. Hoping you're listening to the Hound Show. 91.1 FM on WFMU in East Orange, New Jersey. And wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Christmas time is coming now, baby. Tell me, though, Santa Claus gonna come to you. Whoa, you know Christmas time is coming now. Tell me, though, Santa Claus gonna come to you. You know I'm gonna send it myself, darling. I'm gonna bring you a present and do the things that you may want me to. City. Old Santa Claus had a bell in his hand. Yes, you know I went down in New York City. I saw Santa Claus. He was standing down with a bell ringing in his hand. You know the poor children were running up, hollering, "You gonna come to me, Sandy?" He said, "Little girl, please put some in old Sandy's hand." Whoa, ain't happy to see these old people learning the young ones. Yeah, just learning them exactly what to do. It's so sweet to see these old people learning the young children just what to do. Mother said a many years ago, Santa Claus come to me. Now this year he gonna come to you. My little sister said, take your stocking now. Hang it up on the head of the bed. Talking to a friend, she said, take your stocking. And please hang it up on the head of the bed. He said, you know, we all God sent children. In the morning, old Santa Claus gonna see that we all is fit.
Hi, this is Pia Zadora. Here's to a very Merry Christmas and a...
Excuse me, miss, but...
You made this Christmas my most miserable Christmas. Oh yes, darling, you made this Christmas my most miserable Christmas. I didn't know your love had cooled. I didn't know you could be so cruel. Darling, you made this Christmas my most miserable Christmas. You didn't tell me that you were leaving. You didn't tell me that you were leaving. I should have been the first to know. I had to find out from the strangers next door. Why did you make this Christmas my most miserable Christmas? Walking by the cold river all by myself. I'm saying to the howling wind, why did you put me on the shelf? If I only knew what to do, I wouldn't be crying. What can I do? What can I do? Why did you make this Christmas my most miserable Christmas of all?
Wishing all of you the happiest possible Christmas, and hoping that you'll soon be back home. God keep you safe till then.
Heard somebody bad news, and I ain't got nothing to say. Drinking on Christmas Day. Lord, I let me pray. That's why I got to stay drunk, boys, all day that Christmas Day. Oh, on Christmas Day, you know that's one day I hate to have a blues, don't you? When she walked out and left me, she give them to me, so I got to drink them all. I don't even have a Christmas tree in my house unless she come home. But if she do happen to come home, I will enjoy this Christmas. Yes, run ya, baby, and let me tell you what I got to say. Be drunk all day Christmas Day. Well, all right now. Jump, boy, jump, boy, jump.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas, baby. Did I heard you was doing fine. Yes, Merry Christmas, baby.
Back in the jungle.
Yep, it's there.
Well, Ben left his mic in a funny place. That's what that noise was. That's
our Christmas Blues Hangover. Hop Wilson with Merry Christmas, Darling. Sonny Boy Williamson with Sonny Boy's Christmas Blues. Charles Brown with Miserable Christmas. And Lightning Hopkins with Santa Claus. We open up with Robert Nighthawk and Merry Christmas, Baby. There you go. Got your mic in a nice, even position.
Very good set, Hound. I enjoyed that.
Thank you, Denois. Well, we got any more Christmas messages here? I still haven't found anyone to fill in for me next week.
I would like to thank Annie here for her thoughtful Christmas present.
Yeah,
thanks.
I got some amazing Christmas presents from Annie. Thank you very much. I especially appreciated the Red Union suit.
Oh, good. I hope you get lots of use out of it.
I will, I'm sure. Annie's going to teach me to ski this winter. This is going to be a riot. I'll be doing the show on two broken legs in about a month. All right, you are going to teach me to ski, right?
Yes, I
am. This is an agreement we have. Okay. I grew up in Florida, folks. I wouldn't know which end.
You never were a water skiing guy, huh?
I can water ski, yeah. But as far as skiing goes, you know.
It's the same thing, only downhill and a lot faster.
Downhill, not uphill, right?
Downhill, yeah.
Okay. I can probably find my way to the bottom of the hill. I just don't know if I can do it on skis. Anyway, we got a mess of good records left. We got to get to everything. And we're going to try to get to those requests and all that. And doors are open down at 2nd and A if you want to go down there and have a drink with Andy.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's kick it. Another one of my all-time favorites. This is Little Joey Farr.
Brought me before I died to the bottom of stairs. I saw a sight that made me yield the air. I'm not a rock and roll sinner. What was going on? He said, come on, boy, let's get real gone. Take off your slippers and put on your shoes, 'cause then he's gonna show you how to find the blues. And from rock and roll, rock and roll, rock and roll, rockin' in a bobbin' away. He said, hey, boy, do you like the rock? He grabbed him by the shoulder and he said, let's go. I'm going to take it down to the picture show. Yeah, rock and roll, Santa. Woo! Rock and roll, Santa. Woo! Rock and roll, Santa. Rock and roll, Santa. Rocking in a bobbing away.
Hello there, little ones. You see your old man dressed up as Santa Claus and can't get his belly through the fireplace? And you hang up a purple bulb on a tree and 3,000 volts go through you? And your brother made an animal cage out of your Erector set and Grandma can't get out? And someone opened a window while you're sorting stamps and all your triangles are flying around the house? And one of your gifts, a strange little shiny box, suddenly takes off and is now circling the earth at 1,200 miles an hour? Is that what's troubling you, tiny tots?
Let's make Christmas merry, baby. Let me be your Santa Claus. Let's make Christmas merry, baby. Let me be your Santa Claus. I want to slide down your chimney, feel your stockings full of toys. I'll come round about midnight, come through snow and frost. Feel your stockings full of toys. I'll let you ride in my reindeer. You won't need a happy horse. Chartreuse, Cadillac, and a diamond ring. Yes, I'll bring you a darling, Cadillac, and a diamond. I'll rock
joy.
Hey there, Moppet. You say your mischievous cousin Wilbur gave you moose head with the moose still in it? And you ate so many candy sticks your nose is green with red and white nostrils on it? And you just can't seem to piece together your life-size assemble-it-yourself ranch house? And you just got a pine needle right up your cuticle? Ow. And Aunt Bertie ain't come home from Macy's yet, and it's been 8 days now. And your daddy chops down a pine tree in the forest and brings it in, and a big gray eagle flies out and won't leave the bedroom? Is that what's perturbing you, Moppets?
Unusual material for you, to say the least. How do you do it, slow, or do you rock it up a little?
Well, I'll tell you, Van, I think I'll just do it half and half this time. I'll mix it up.
Fine, thank you. Here we go. White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Will be a little quiet. We'll tell everybody about a very special visitor.
Where with you, Bozo?
You simmered down real quick.
Because of a visit from St. Nick.
Everybody's happy and a cool, 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 cool,
Hey there, boobies. You see that smoldering yule log so wet and sticky everyone's gasping for breath while trying to look merry? And your Uncle Harold came in as a big jolly bear and your father shot him? And your little doggie swallowed some of them jingle bells and is driving the whole house crazy? And you went sleigh riding in a big blizzard and you can't find your way home, and while you're wandering in the fields you get picked up by a big snow shovel and dumped into a truck headed for an ice-cold river? And your little toy grocery store went out of business? Is that what's on your mind, boobies?
Open sleigh. Wowee, Professor Tweety Fooper. I bet you've never been on a big top sleigh ride before. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo! That's for sure. This is fantabulous, Bozo. Especially with Butchie and all our buddies along. Isn't that right, Butchie? Chimney, I'm sure having a wonderful time. And I hope all our pals are, too. Howdy, everybody. This is your old pal, Bozo. And Butchie.
And Belinda.
Yolly gazollies. We're in the mood for Happy New Year. And might as well be, because that time's almost here. Now, Butch and Belinda, what do you suggest for you two and me and all the rest? Come on now, let's hear your mentioning, your intentioning for the new year.
Happy New Year, baby!
Happy New Year, nothing. The way you treated me last year, well, there's nothing happy about it.
Yeah, baby, but that was last year. This year, I'm turning over a new leaf.
Don't believe it.
You don't? Well, pick up on this, child. Happy New Year, baby. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year, baby. Happy New Year to you. Well, I made a resolution. I'm gonna keep the whole year through. I'm gonna give up chasing women, whiskey drinking too. Stop my ballyhooing, yes, I'm mistreating you. Happy New Year, baby. Happy New Year to you.
Yes, I want plenty loving from nobody else but you. I'm gonna give you all my money to buy the things you choose. I'll even steal and borrow and pawn my clothes and shoes to keep you happy, baby. Happy the whole year through. Cause I want plenty loving from nobody else but you. Me sweet and pretty, I'll buy you a big brass bed. If I catch you cheating, I'll fill you full of love. Happy New Year, baby. Happy New Year to you. Well, I want plenty loving from nobody else but you, baby. Happy New Year, baby. Happy New Year to you.
Meanwhile, back in the state.
Yep, it's the hound. It is Santa Hound there, Den.
Sir.
You can't leave the mic facing that
way. That's a little twist of the knob does that, huh?
Yeah, no, it's, when I turn the button on, it's facing them speakers. Anyways. Yeah. Johnny Otis with Happy New Year. Cordell Jackson with Rock and Roll Christmas. Bobby and Booby with Cool Cool Christmas. Jerry Lee Lewis, White Christmas. Amos Milburn, Let's Make Christmas Merry. We open up with a little Joey Farr and Rock and Roll Santa. Anyways, boy, we're running out of time quick. So we're not going to get to a lot of stuff. We're not going to get to a lot of requests. Hey, next year, promise. I can only play these records once a year, and you know how it is. Anyway, so...
This was a major effort, right? I mean, this was not easy to do.
We put some severe work into this thing. And other people did, too. I'd like to thank Eddie G., Phil Smith, and Jacques Boy, who all... suggestions and contributions and whatnot. And, you know, Merry Christmas to everybody. Next week we won't be here, by the way. I'll be basking in the center of Florida. Den, where are you going to be next Saturday?
Next Saturday, I will be on Avenue B.
On Avenue B?
I believe. Yep.
And, Annie will be at my house.
There you go.
And
what
I'll
is there to do?
I don't know. We have anything to announce? I have no announcements.
Someone told me that, the Del Lords and the Blue Jays are doing a Christmas Eve, or New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve?
CBGB's, I think.
Oh, there is a couple of things to do at New Year's Eve, but that's
a week
away. Yeah,
right, well, but we're not going to be here.
The Del Lords and the Blue Jays. Also, Vince Pernichevich's Air Force, along with Handsome Dick Manitoba's Wild Kingdom and Red Cross at Maxwell's.
There you go, yeah, that's something that people should be aware about at least a week in advance.
Look at this, we got every line lit up over
there.
Let's play. Okay, we got like 7 minutes left. We can play. We'll do a two-record Soul Caboose.
Yeah.
We got requests for both of these.
Yep.
Kick this one off with Nathaniel Meyer.
This is Shirley Temple, wishing all of you the happiest possible Christmas, and hoping that you'll soon be back home. God keep you safe till then.
Santa, I make my runs about the break of day. They call me back door Santa, I make my runs about the break of day. Oh, oh, oh. I make all the little girls happy while the boys are out to play. Look at him. I ain't like old Saint Nick, he don't come but once a year. Oh, 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 oh. Break a day. Look ahead. I make all the little girls happy while the boys are out to play. That's what they call me, backdoor Santa. That's what they call me. They call me backdoor Santa. That's what all the girls call me. I give them all the presents. That's what they call me. They call me backdoor Santa. And I like from the palm of that.
Yeah. All right. This is The Hound, and that's just about it. That wraps it up. Merry Christmas, everybody. That was Clarence Carter, Backdoor Santa, Nathaniel Meyer, Mr. Santa Claus. Merry Christmas, Den.
Merry Christmas,
Merry
Hound.
Christmas, Annie. Laurie S. is up next, and I'll be back in 2 weeks. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
And all that.
'Twas the black before Christmas, and all through the dawn, the scene was deserted but for old Pops and Mom. There they sat hung in their big easy chair, goofed on eggnog, sherry, and beer. Sis and little Junior lie snoozing in bed while visions of Cadillacs dance in their heads. Moms jumped up and said, Pops, let's quit it to bed. We can't let Santa dig us with our eyes all red. Then out on the stoop, ooh-wee, such a clatter. Pops fled to the porthole to see what was the matter. His heart did the jumps and he fell straight back when his glimmers fell on a red Cadillac. Stashed in front was a cat cool as any, with a red beaver hat and a red cashmere Benny. His ground pads were suede shoes, and his red tweed vine caused heavy dues. He wore a red on red shirt and a white mink tie, some crazy rim glasses that covered one eye. Old Pop's peepers grew large, round, and white as he dug this crazy vista on Christmas Eve night. The cat leaped from his short and he laid down his sack. He began wailing like mad, the cool Applejack. Then up to the rooftops the cat-like flew, and the cat in red followed on through. Pops was wigged behind this crazy scene, and before he was straight, down came the cat right through the chimney grate. A bag of jive he had on his back.